Cascade Bancorp posts a loss of just over $47 million in 2011. An article in the Bulletin says this marks the fourth straight year of losses for the Bend-based company. Company president and CEO Terry Zink attributes much of the loss to the bulk sale of $110 million in non-performing and other loans. He says he's not sure if the bank would have finished in the red or in the black if the sale had not been made, but says it was necessary to improve the bank's overall position. Deschutes County Commissioners will take another week to decide whether they want to hire a recruiter to find a new county administrator. Commissioner Alan Unger says it would cost $20,000 to hire a headhunter, and they don't want to rush into that decision.
We discussed it, but we didn't feel like we were ready to pull the trigger to give our staff direction that this is what we want to do. And we thought, let's give it another week. Let's talk about it next Wednesday. And sometimes sleeping on it is just a good thing to do.
Unger says he favors hiring a recruiter since they tried to hire someone without one and weren't successful. He feels it would be money well spent to get the kind of administrator they want. Prineville's Ochoco Creek Trail gets an upgrade. An article in the Bulletin says the 35-year-old pedestrian and bicycle trail will get a facelift that will repave and expand the trail's width to comply with state standards. A $530,000 ODOT grant will fund most of the nearly $585,000 prize tag of the upgrade. A committee of volunteers is raising money to equip the trail with exercise equipment and benches. The city of Redmond sets up a commission to try and preserve some historical landmarks in the city. The Redmond Historical Landmark Commission will present their list of potential historical landmarks to the city at next Wednesday's meeting. Committee Chair Jack Nelson has an example.
In the downtown area, there's all sorts of renovation. There's a lot of conversion through the urban renewal district, but yet there are properties there that have a historic nature to them, or are significant in some way, rather than to have them bulldozed down, that they can be integrated into a development if the property is one significant enough in terms of its architecture, construction, or history.
Nelson says they have identified quite a few more projects. The city council will ask the public if they'd like to donate their time, labor, or materials to help secure the potential landmarks. A Molotov cocktail causes a small house fire in southwest Redmond. Redmond Fire and Police say the Thursday afternoon fire was on the roof of a house on Southwest 29th Street. Firefighters were able to extinguish that fire quickly, caused minimal damage. Redmond Police contacted two male juveniles in the area. They were subsequently arrested for arson, criminal mischief, and criminal trespass. No one was hurt in the incident. Health officials say a recent case of meningitis in Deschutes County is not connected to Crook County cases. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
A 5-year-old Deschutes County girl contracted meningitis recently and was hospitalized in Portland. The Oregon Public Health Lab says the girl's strain is different from the Prineville cases, which means there is no link to the Crook County outbreak. About 50 people who were around the girl are considered at risk, so they've been prescribed preventive antibiotics to protect them. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Homeowners in 12 Oregon counties saw their homes washed away in January flooding. Now they've been hit by more bad news. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren has more.
FEMA is saying no to requests for financial assistance for hundreds of homeowners left homeless by the floods and landslides. Jennifer Chamberlain, Oregon Emergency Management, says there are several criteria.
Based on population, how much the state can handle, economic impact, how many people had flood insurance.
But the state's not going to abandon those folks.
There are other state agencies that will be able to step in, hopefully, and also some voluntary organizations that we're researching right now to try to find help for these people.
Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The movie Bully opens this weekend in Los Angeles and New York. Now, it was to be rated R because of profanity, but the film's producer is instead releasing it without a rating. That will mean lower distribution. Actor Cole Carson of Bend is in another bullying movie called The Fat Boy Chronicles. He says there's a lot of buzz about Bully.
I haven't had a chance to see the film. Some other friends of mine that are in the film community have seen it and raved about it. Bully is a documentary about bullying, obviously, and I, from what I've heard, it's an incredible story, and it's emotionally jarring.
The movie's producer could have removed the profanity to get a PG-13 rating, but felt it was important to keep it in for a more accurate depiction of bullying in school. The Oregon Department of Transportation says a landslide has blocked U.S. Highway 101 about 11 miles south of Port Orford on the southern Oregon coast. That's about halfway between Port Orford and Gold Beach. No injuries were reported in the Thursday night landslide. Department officials said they expected the highway to be closed overnight. The area will be reassessed later on this morning. And it's a similar item to a pub crawl. This Sunday's Foodie Crawl is a chance for 11 local chefs to offer a taste of their talents while patrons crawl to various restaurants in Bend. It's a fundraiser for the Bend Community Center. All of the chefs have recipes in the BCC Sage in the Kitchen Cookbook. Talina Barker is with the Bend Community Center.
We have 11 different restaurants on the Foodie Crawl. Sunday, April 1st, from 4 to 8 p.m., their doors will be open to you if you buy a wristband. Some of them are serving exactly what they put in the cookbook. Some of them are serving something that they created just for this crawl. And in each case, they're pairing their plate with a special beverage.
Barker says participants also have the opportunity to buy raffle tickets for some really big prizes. Now, all proceeds go to the Bend Community Center's Feed the Hungry and Keep Them Warm programs. Call the BCC for tickets. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com. Next local newscast at 7:05. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.